Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Dalet, and today we're going to talk about the issue of forcing or suggesting a divorce l'shem puravu. Usually we get married to fulfill the mitzvah of puravu. We discussed last week the issue sugya of pilegesh, the shita of the rush, that maybe one can fulfill puravu even outside the institution of marriage. But generally we assume marriage is the first step of fulfilling the mitzvah of puravu, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says at the beginning of Evin Ezer. The first line of Evin Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch says, is the mitzvah to get married, chayev adam, lisa isha kedei lifros velirbos. Right, that's the goal. But again, our Mishnah here on today's daf talks about the situation, a potentially tragic situation where a couple is married for 10 years without having children. And what do you do? So says the Mishnah, Nasa Isha Vishaha Ima Eser Shanim. If a person is married for 10 years, Velo Yalda, and no, they weren't Zocha to have children, Eino Rashai Levatel, they're not allowed to Batel. So how would you translate that? You're not allowed to stay in the situation where there won't be any children. Right? Rashi says you have one of two choices. Ella o yigarshena, either divorce her and then marry someone. The man should divorce her. They're not zochah to have children together. Maybe they're biological, they're mazel, whatever it is. But so he should divorce his wife and then he can marry someone else. Oh, she doesn't have a chiva puravu. But he has a chiva puravu. See, divorces and marry someone else. Oh, yisach cheresima, or marry another woman. Marry another wife, right? In the days when one can marry more than one wife, a big discussion in the Rishonim, maybe we'll touch on it, whether the chayim of a bein gershim of not marrying more than one wife applies in this situation with a zachiyav, with a zachiyav puravu. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. And this seems to be an open and shut halacha, right? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus and look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchas Ishus and Perek Tezvav, talking about various details of the mitzvah puravu. The beginning of Perek Tezvav says the Rambam, Ha'ish mitzuva per yivirav aloha isha. Omeimaz ha'ish is chayiv mitzvah zu. When is a man chayiv in this mitzvah? This is a sugya that we didn't get to discuss, but this is the sugya on the bottom of the previous Amud, back on Samach Beis Mabeis, to marry one's children samuch lepirkan, at a good age. Right? So what does it mean at a good age? Right? So the Rambam here says, 17. 17. And once 20 comes, so then you bring mevatel. Okay, there's a range. But then the Rambam continues, Chashkanav Shabbat Torah, how much do you have to have, how many children one has to have? We pass, of course, like Beis Hillel, Zachar and Akeva, Shinemar, Zachar and Akeva, Bira'om. And the Rambam continues, what happens by a convert, etc. Then the Rambam says, in Halacha, in Perek, Tezav halacha zayin. Lo yisa adam akara v'zakein of island. One shouldn't marry a woman who cannot have children, unless he was already fulfilled the mitzvah puravu. Osha yisa li isha cheres lifras v'leir bosimena. Or if he has a wife that he can fulfill the mitzvah puravu with, then if he has another wife, again in the days when they used to have that, so then that would be okay. Nasa isha v'shasi mo eser shanav al yalda areze yotzi v'yitek suba. If it's 10 years and the Warren Zohar to have children, she'll divorce her and give her the ksuba, o yisi isha ruila leid, or marry another wife, as the Rambam said, as Rashi said. Vim lo ratza lahotzi, kofen oso. And he doesn't want to divorce her. You force them to get divorced. He has to do a mitzvah. Just like this is not the halacha of forcing a get, you know, from Maseches Gittin. This is forcing a get because in the days of old, Bezdin forced people to do mitzvahs if they weren't doing a mitzvah. Force somebody to sin the sukkah. Force somebody to put a tefillin. Force somebody to divorce their wife in order to do the mitzvah of peruvu and marry someone else. V'makar aso b'shod ha'che yotzi. V'yamamar eini ba'alav ar eini shokhin ima b'fnei edem k'dei shalo es yachin ima. V'chulu eit shomen lo. No, you get him a wife in order to have children. That's the Shulchan, that's the Rambam. And there's no other line. This is the Rambam. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Aleph, in Evin Ezer, in Sif Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Kol Adam Shisa Isha Ben Yud Ches, Maktim Lisa Ben Yud Gimel, V'chulu, okay, the ages. And then the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says, Miyu Mosek Batorah, he doesn't want to get married, Ramah. Ubizman Azeh, sorry, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't, no, before getting to the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah puravu, and one has to do their best to fulfill the mitzvah of Puravu, and in Kuf Nun Dalid, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is, sorry, not Siv Gimel. In Kuf Nun Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud, Nasa Isha, right, Hilchas Gershin, not in Hilchas Kiddushin. Hilchas Kiddushin is the beginning, Puravu is at the beginning of the Ebenezer, but Hilchas Gittin is towards the end. So in Hilchas Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Nasa Isha, Vishasimo, Esar Shonam, Lo Yalda, Yosef Yidik Suba, O Yisa Acher Shavu Yilaylaid, Vimlo Rasa Kovat Asashi Yotzi, quoting the language of the Rambam. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Rambam, it seems like it's a clear-cut case. What happens if after 10 years the person doesn't want to get divorced? He loves his wife, but, you know, they weren't zocha. Sounds like from the Rambam, sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch, we will strongly encourage you, and maybe that's even an understatement, to be able to put yourself in a situation to have children. Lomaisa, we'll get to the next step in a minute. But first, let's talk about some details of this halacha, assuming that this is still the halacha as we assume right now. What if they had a child, one child, and then they had a 10-year break? Or not. They had 10 years and they only had one child. So what's the halacha there? Because they didn't fulfill the mitzvah puravu. So how do you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Nasa Isha Vashasa Velo Yalda. What does Velo Yalda mean? They weren't zocha to have a child, but the child would be enough to break up the 10 years or not? What happens? The Radvaz, and Radvaz, as we always say, is so yisodistic, every tshuva. The Radvaz in Simen Kuf Chavav, Sha'alta Mimeni, B'mishenishma Lishto Shlo Yisaleh, a man makes when they got married, he made a shvua to his wife that he will not marry another wife in the days when it was possible. But, Im Sha'asa Esra Shalom Lo Yolda Ye Pater Mishvuaso. Unless they went 10 years without having a child, then he'd be pater from his shvua. And what happened? During the 10 years, they had a child, and then the child died. Vishasa Achar, and then after the child died, 10 years without another child. What's the halacha? In that case, can he marry another woman? He wants to take another wife, because it's been 10 years, and she says, well, we had a child. We had a child. He died, but it's been 10 years since then. So the Radvaz says, well, you're only asking if the child died. So it must be that it's obvious to do that if the child was alive, then he wouldn't be pater from his shvua. But what do you mean? Let's say they had one child and it's been 10 years since that child was born. So then it's obvious to you, the Radvaz says to the questioner, then it's obvious to you that he would not be able to marry another woman. Who says? They haven't filled the mitzvah puravu. Velohi. Afilu avlad chai, says the Ravaz, even if the child was alive, yesh omrim sheniftar mishvuaso. Some would say that that's called lo yalda in our Mishnah. How do you understand lo yalda? No children or no pervu children. Kivach asasa esar shanav lo yalda. That's the Mishnah. Ve'ikaman de mafarish, but others say, the high velo yalda aresha de masisan koi amitzas per yivarivya vaynu zachar unikeva v'kosh lo yalda zachar unikeva lo yalda karinan bay ve'ena rasha levatel lakofar asolisisha basbanim. So even if they have a child and the child's alive, says the Radvaz, I think you have a question, and it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas whether even after having one child, if having one child would be good enough to at least they wouldn't be yosef mitzvah peruvu. But at least maybe that shows that it's possible for them to have children, and therefore Bezalel wouldn't force them to get divorced after 10 years. And therefore, because he didn't fulfill the mitzvah peruvu, he says, that's what I think is the tour and the rush. Aval arash bazal, Rishonim and our sugya say otherwise. They say one child breaks up the 10 years. Shem yalda v'lad echad v'uchai ein kofen oso. There's no force. Alhecha the yaldav amesil kol yama kofen oso lahotzi. Chimashmi Yerushalmi v'taima de mistaveru. I think if the child dies, it's definitely mistaver that it's called v'lo yalda because it was neled labehala. And then he says, if we need to dionami imnishpa losh lo yisi isha acheres, if he says, I'm never going to marry another woman, he promised her, v'im lo yalda shiuchal lisa kivet she yaldav amesu. Mona la mishas shemesu. You start the 10 years from the day of death. V'chein adin la'osam shekibol imchein Rabbeinu Gershom. Even those who accepted Rabbeinu Gershom said the Radvaz. It was only a couple hundred years before the Radvaz. Shem yoldav amesu v'shas esasharam achar misas acharon lo hechrim bazei Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom did not mean the chayrim to apply in a situation of mitzvah, and he would be able to marry another woman in this situation. So it's a machlokas Rishonim. It seems like many Rishonim, the Radvaz even noted to say, if there was one child that was born and the child is alive, So then there wouldn't be kfiya to divorce, right? And that is what the Rama says. The Rama says there in Eved Ezer, Kuf Nun Dalid, says the Rama, V'yesh Omrim, the calls there to the holid klal, avalim holid zera kayama, avo pishlo kiyam adayim piri v'rivya, ain't kofen alahotzi. Again, what do you mean? I thought this whole halacha is to fulfill the mitzvah for Revu. It must be that if there was one child born, then you see, it's not totally, impossible. And it's possible. The Beis Shmuel says here, as long as she's still ru'uyah to have a child. If she's 75, at this stage, so then maybe, avakizkena, kofen lahotzi, because, again, the reason that this is said by the Rishonim is because there's still a possibility of having a child. Number one. Number two, the Pratini Halacha in, Rav Lamed in his Sefer Simchas Habayis Uberchaso, which is usually not sold with the rest of the set because it's only for ripe pre-married or married couple. So he says there that 10 years in the seventh parak, in Ozayin, 10 years is not a magical number. That was just the science of the times, right? But let's say if the doctors determined that even earlier it would never happen, right, then maybe we would force, and he would be able to divorce his wife by giving the suba earlier. Or, if even after the 10 years, doctors say there's still a possibility, maybe we wouldn't. Page 198. What if she has no ovaries? Right, what if you know something? Then it's, wait 10 years, even before 10 years, if there's still a chance, then we would not say that. The Nitziv has a tshuva in the Meshav Davar, Chelek Dalet Simin Tes. The following case: there was a couple that lived. We didn't do the next line of the Mishnah. Let's continue the Gemara for a minute, and then we'll get to the second part of our discussion. The Mishnah continues. Girshim utaras linasei lacher rashashi l'shasubal yuchanim. You can have another 10 years with a second wife. Fine, says the Gemara. Where do you know these 10 years from? Tana rabana anasi yishav shayim ma'aser shanim velo yaldo yotiv yidink suba shemalo zacha lihibanos bimana. Maybe he won't be zocha. Even though there's no proof to this halacha, there's a hint to it. What is that? Avram Avinu. Miketz Eser Shanim Lasheves Avram Be'eretz Kanan. At the end of the 10 years of Avram living in Eretz Kanan, he takes Hagar. Right? At the end of 10 years. L'lameitcha She'en Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Olu L'min Aminyan. Sounds like Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. That doesn't count in the count of the 10 years. Major machlokas we've shown him. What exactly does this mean? Does this mean that there's no such halacha in Chutz La'aretz? You could be living in Chutz La'aretz for 20 years, but you're living in Chutz La'aretz, so the sin of living in Chutz La'aretz, maybe that's preventing you. Or is it just that if you make aliyah, the count starts again? Right? Which is it? Right? So that's the major machlokas. The Rashba here, the Rabban here, read the Rashba. The Rashba says, Lav lameimra she'ein osin maisa b'chutz la'aretz. No. If 10 years in chutz la'aretz, no kids, then we'd also force. But it doesn't mean that there's no, this halacha doesn't apply. She'af b'chutz la'aretz, kivet she'sha'a ima eser sh'arev lo nivne, mimena shum lo yivne. The mitzvah's peruvu, lav mitzvah tzliya ba'aretzi. Peruvu is not a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. Ela mishum da'avra avinu akur haya, v'lo zacha li'ibanos ha'sha'ala la'aretz, because he wasn't Zocha until he came. Kishalo laaretz makom haro'i lo libano sham. Avi shashar sham ksas yamim v'lo yalda. Lo nasas hagar shab eshashanim. It didn't count for his 10 years. Because he thought that maybe I'm now in a place that I will be Zocha. And that's why also the Gemara says, if they're sick, or if one of them was in jail, you don't count that time. You don't say, that counts for the 10 years. It was impossible to be able to have a child then. And he quotes that also from Rashi, but he quotes from the Ravid. The Ravid says, no. Ejos Chutz La'aretz means, maybe it means if you're in Eretz Yisrael and then you left. So maybe then the time to Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. Different day is about how to understand the Chutz La'aretz exemption. But either way, the Nitziv has a tshuva in Dalid test. And again, we'll have to get to the second half of the Lamaisa. He says there was a couple that lived in Chutz Laaretz, and it was 6 years, and they weren't having children. And the husband was thinking, I want to divorce my wife to be able to get to have kids. And his wife was like, well, didn't have 10 years yet. So his wife said, you know what, let's make Aliyah. Let's make Aliyah, and then hopefully maybe it will be Zocha. But the husband says, but 1 second, if we make Aliyah, then the count starts again. 10 years? He says, by that time, he says, I am going to be, he says, older. And therefore, he says, I'm nervous that by that time, b'derech hateva, I'm not going to have children. He's going to be 55. He's going to be 55. And therefore, I'm sorry, he's 55 now. He's got to be 65. Lamaisi says, maybe better to stay in Chutz Laaretz. Because I have the schools of Eretz Yisrael, but if I go there, then 10 years I have to start again, and then I'm going to be much older, and it's going to be less of a chance for derech hateva to have kids. Maybe it's better to stay in Chutz Laaretz, where it's already 6 years, I'll be able to divorce my wife in 4 years, v'chulu. That's his discussion that Nitziv has. And he goes through the machlokas rishonim here, and he discusses maybe just take another wife in this situation. Tafilu b'toch eser shanim. If you see she'ein ishto moledes, so then it's not happening. If the doctors assume, so maybe in this case also, even though the 10 years didn't go by yet, he would be able to get remarried. V'chul. Lamaisa, at this point, it seems like okay, open and shut case. If after 10 years, Bezin will force them to get divorced. Says the Rama. The Rama changes everything. Not the Rama changes everything, based on the tshuva of the Rivash. He says, we don't force nowadays. Right? Why is it? We find many, many times, hopefully not too often, Baruch Hashem, we live in a time period where there are many, avenues for Rachmana L'Slan couples that don't have children to be able to figure out technological advances to be able to help them have children, and it helps in many situations. But the Rama says, nowadays, we don't force anything. We don't force divorce. Bizman Azeh says the Ramah in Siv Gimel, in Aleph Gimel. Nagush lokov alzeh, you don't force if somebody marries someone who can't have children. V'chem ishalo kiyim peri v'riviu, balisa isha shein basbanim. Could go in akar v'zakena. Let's say a man falls in love, he hasn't had children yet, he falls in love with an 80-year-old. O ketana, mishim shechoshik bo, mishim mamon shela, afal pi, shemidina hayalim chosbo. Even though maker adim, we probably should protest. Lo nagu mikamadoros ladaktik b'inyan azivugim. Right, we're not medactic, we don't force. The afilu benasa isha v'shaim ba'asar sharashonim. Even if they were married for 10 years, lo nagu lakov osa lagarsha, we don't force. Even though they weren't mekayim peri v'rivya. Where does this come from? It comes from a rivash. The nosei kelim on Shulchan Aruch thinks the rivash says the opposite. But I don't know, the rivash, at least parts of a rivash, this is a siman tezvav. Siman tezvav and the rivash. What happened? There was the following story. There was a man, I don't know how old he was, there was a man that wanted to marry a 90-year-old woman who happened to be very, very rich, right? He didn't have children yet. And the people were, what are you doing? I mean, what a terrible thing. What, are you marrying her for the money, and she doesn't have any other children. We know why it's happening. And he's like, well, I fell in love with her. What do you mean? But he didn't have, so they're trying to get him from the Puravu aspect. Oh, he didn't have any children yet. How could you marry a 90-year-old? So that's that was the question to the Rivash. They went to the governor, and the governor says, well, have your chief rabbi Paskin. And they go to the Rivash. The Rivash says, this discussion, if you don't have children, this is not about getting married in the first place, not about getting divorced after a certain amount of time. So getting married, the Rivash says, ubevadai, im lo kim pisa peri v'rivya v'en lo isha acheres, ruya labanim, uba lisa isha acheres yin basbanim, shuras hadin, shebezin mon nosa milisa ena. Bezdin should prevent him from marrying. V'chulu, when he goes through it, he says, but we don't really force nowadays. V'afilu mishi yesh lo banim. Even if somebody already had children, he should only marry children, a woman who could give him children, because there's a mitzvah, as we know, l'sheves, to have as many children. Avalam nasa kfar, in kofan lahotzi. But if he already had children, we're not going to force him. Aval manase shalo ra'inu b'yameinu v'lo shamanu mikamadoros. Ready, 1400s, right? We already find in all these generations that Bezin is not forcing people to get divorced regarding issues of Zivugim. Shenizkag lazeh lakuf, lahotzi b'isha shati imala eser shanav lo yolda. Oh, she's a kenev, af misha ein lo banim. Umen adina yel bezin lakuf oso. It should be. Oh, lahotzi, oh, lakachaz el abash banim. You look at the Mishnah, you look at the Rambam, you look at the Shulchan Aruch. It should be. But what could I do? This is the minag. The minhag is that there's no forcing. Minhag HaZot before. So it's fascinating. You look at the Shulchan Aruch, you see, think one thing. And if you look at the Minhag, you know, it's not. If you look on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ezer Mekudosh, bottom of the Eben Ezer, he says, maybe it's a Svek Sveika. Maybe it's a Svek Sveika, and that's where the double doubt, and that's where it came from. Maybe the problem is him, not her. And therefore, even if he would get divorced, they still wouldn't have a problem. And even if it's from her, no, maybe they won't listen if we suggest to get divorced. You know, and maybe the Gemara says at the end of Gittin, it's an issur to divorce your wife for no good reason, even though this might be a good reason. Either way, that's maybe it's a svesveka. There could be another issue as well. A number of the posts, if you look in the Rabbi Malamed talks about this in Simchas Amayis, and this is implicit in other poskim as well, and that is, you know, this is, you know, usually when Bezin forces somebody to do something, they did something wrong, or they're actively not doing a chi of mitzvah, they're not shaking a lulav, they're not singing a sukkah. Yeah, this person got married, he did what he was supposed to do, he wasn't blessed with children, he loves his wife, he doesn't want to get divorced. So it's a little tricky to force him, and in a time period where we don't take another wife. So maybe you might say, well, there's also, we know from elsewhere, there's a certain maximum amount of money a person has to spend on a mitzvah. So maybe divorcing one's wife is way off the charts, right? It's so much more than just maximum money. So maybe that's why the minhag came. Yeah, it's a mitzvah, but it's you know, it's more than halacha would demand. So how could the halacha even say it in the first place? So maybe the Bishop Peruvu is special, but either way, says Rav Malamed here and others implicitly that, you know, maybe that's where this came from, right? And then he says beautifully, I mean, it's a tragic situation. Mikol makom, maybe also the chilas garish is only in a normal situation where they're not as close and garish. It is a possibility, maybe even on their minds. Aval misha kasher alishto b'miyuchad. Somebody has a special relationship with his wife and they love each other, and the garishin would cause them so much pain. He says, maybe in Chovel is Garish, and therefore there are many, it seems to be many Heterim Lamaisa in terms of not divorcing. Again, it's a serious Shaila, and one deals with this, but it seems like that's the Minhag. The Minhag is, if a husband and wife do not want to get divorced after 10 years of not having children, we would not encourage it, we would not force it. Some say, if they're in a fight anyway, maybe we won't tell them to go to marriage counseling. But other than that, it doesn't seem that there is kfiyah. Okay, we'll stop here.